Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
It's time for this now. Oh, yes. Yeah, boy, yeah. Karen Walsh is the artistic director of the St. Patrick's Festival and Parade. And boy, oh boy, is it back with a bang tomorrow. It's had a 2-year absence. 144 countries are going to be tuning in from across the world. And the woman responsible is Karen. She looks after the whole festival, National Parade here in Ireland. And I have her on the line. She's taken a moment out of her very busy schedule. Karen, I very much appreciate you having a chat with me. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm really excited. And yeah, it starts tonight, so we are ready to go. After
okay.
2 years.
Tell me what starts tonight exactly.
So we are in our new home with the partners, the National Museum of Ireland up in Collins Barracks, and we are taking over the entire site for the week. We have a massive 3,000 capacity outdoor stage, and you will find Lyra there tonight with Soleil and Bobby Arlo. We have two magnificent Spiegel tents. If you've ever seen a Spiegel tent, glass, mirrors, velvet, beautiful, in Clark Square. And there we have tonight the mother promoters, the queer DJs, drag queens. In the other tent, we have Paradise Cabaret, which is a real wacky performance cabaret. And we have bars, craft, food, lighting, installations by Aches Street Artists. So it's a real buzz of activity up there tonight. And that will run day and night. So it'll start at 12 o'clock then tomorrow and run all the way through to Sunday night till for the entire festival.
Like, even from what you have just said there, I can't pick where I want to be. There's just so much good stuff. And I there is so much great music this year. You mentioned Lyra there. Damien Dempsey was in with Jen last week. I know he's performing. So when's he on?
Yeah, so Damien is on Friday night with Thumper on the main stage. We also have the same night in the Spiegel tent, Mango Mathman, the hip-hop duo, and we have Maliki and Adam Mohammed. We have a comedy crack tent going on in the other Spiegel tent, and we have sing-along social on Saturday night, so you can belt out all your old pop tunes singing along there. We also have on the main stage on Saturday night, amazing Le Boom, so Irish pop electronic, amazing guy performer with the Glasshouse Orchestra, so 15-piece orchestra on stage that night. And also more comedy with Emma Doran and Kevin McGahern and Andrea Farrell in the other tent. But we do have for families during the day, so from 12 o'clock, come up, it's all free. We have things like circus from Tumble Circus, Fanzini, big shows in the Spiegel tent. You can do tours in the museum and talks. We'll have trad music on the main stage tomorrow after the parade, pop up for our Kaylee Moore, which is great crack with the Shandrum Kaylee Band and river dancer Dervla Lennon. Then also tomorrow night we'll run into Jiggy and the Bonnie Men as well. So you can just come up and wander around. You don't have to go and focus on one act. Like, you can move from space to space, and you'll have, as I said, there'll be food. Traders are all moving in there at the moment. All the bars will be open, coffee, everything. So it's a really nice atmosphere from day to night up in Collins Barracks.
And the key word that you used, free.
Yes. Now, we do have a few paid shows on Friday night and Saturday night, but for tonight and all day tomorrow and all night tomorrow and all day Saturday and Sunday, completely free.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, we get our funding from the Department of Arts and through Fáilte Ireland and Dublin City Council, so it does allow us to subsidise all of these amazing events. And what we really want to do is bring this massive event to the Irish people and to all the people that are coming over. There's 200,000 people flying in this week to Dublin for the parade and the festival. And we want to make sure they have a great time. We want to make sure the Irish people can just lift off the last few years. We know how hard it's been, and we know how important it is for us all to be able to come together. So that's why we're putting on this massive, big, huge event for everyone to just have a bit of fun, laughter, dance, sing, and also, you know, come out to your parade and celebrate your National Day with all of the amazing people around Ireland.
Karen, you said there's 200,000 people flying in. So where are they coming from?
All over the world. So we will have, you know, all around Europe. So you'll have France, UK, Germany, Italy. But then we have a massive audience coming in from the United States and Australia as well. And then we would also have a huge amount of people coming up from all over Ireland as well, so coming to stay in Dublin for the parade tomorrow. So we expect over 500,000 people to line the streets tomorrow,
oh,
which is amazing.
God,
and
wow.
The weather's going to be nice. It'll be, I think, 13 degrees. So that's all we need. The last bit of the puzzle.
So for tomorrow, for the parade in Dublin tomorrow, for anyone who wants to head into it and get involved in the atmosphere, where and when does it kick off?
So it kicks off from the top of Parnell Street, just behind Hugh Lane Gallery there. You can view it all along the route, and it goes from Parnell Street around O'Connell Street, up Dame Street, Christchurch, down St Patrick's Cathedral, and finishes at Stephen's Green. It starts at 12. It's roughly about an hour and a half for it to get from one point to the next point. So you'll get a full hour and a half if you're standing in one position. And we have more pageants and creativity in the parade than ever before. We really pushed it this year. We normally would have 5 pageants. This year we have 10. We also have lots of circus groups in the parade this year, so lots more fun and creativity. And we have 13 international marching bands over this year from mainly the United States. We have 8. We have one from Germany, Scotland. We've got Irish bands from Clondalkin and Mullingar. So it's really packed.
And
totally
packed. Karen, if people can't make it in, is it going to be televised?
Yes, so you can watch it on RTE Live. I think it airs at 12 o'clock or 12:15 maybe on RTE. And it's also streamed live, so you can actually stream it, watch it anywhere in the world. So we would have over 100 million engagements last year.
Wow.
With the festival outside
Huge.
Of Ireland. It just shows you the massive international interest in Ireland and St. Patrick's Day, and everyone wants to be part of the Irish for the day. It's celebrated. I don't think there's any other national day that's celebrated the way we do it. So everyone wants to be part of the fun, you know.
And, you know, you've mentioned you've kind of gone above and beyond this year. Instead of 5
yeah.
pageants, you've got 10, and everything seems to be bigger and better this year because obviously we've, you know, it's been a 2-year absence. So huge preparation has gone into this.
Yes. So we would, you know, we'd start thinking about this the minute this festival's over. We'll start thinking about 2023 now in April. And it was, we knew, you know, that next year, like back in April last year, that if we were able, lucky enough to be alive this year, we wanted to do something different and special for the people of Ireland. And we wanted to make it different and really wow factor. So while we'll have Spree and Bwí Bolg, Artastic, Inis Eoghan, all those amazing stalwart pageants have been with us every year. We've actually brought in new groups. So we're working with street artist Aches. I don't know if you know Aches, beautiful street graffiti work that you see around the city. He's creating a new sculptural float called Connect and Inspire, using all his amazing colours and perspectives, the way he does his artwork. We also invited Pride. So the Pride Festival are taking a massive big section in the festival, and their theme is around inclusion. We're doing a water garden, a floating water garden on the Liffey, which will feature... Yeah, it's with Waterways Ireland. So we want to celebrate the connections around the waterways of Ireland. And it's going to be planted with 11,000 plants. So it's to celebrate all the biodiversity around the canalways and the waterways. And we've a lovely pageant which is celebrating our heroes. And we're working with Catapult Events. And they're bringing in Adam King with his family. And they're going to be looking at... using all the virtual hugs. Adam is going to be on an amazing space shuttle. Shelby, he's going to be flying up into space, and he's going to be surrounded by all the frontliners and all the heroes of the last few years.
I mean,
so really, really gone all out this year. And also our international guest of honour, don't forget, is just arriving in. So welcome to John C. Reilly. Welcome to Ireland.
One of my favourite people.
He's great, and he's so lovely, and he's so excited and honoured to be. He's our international guest of honour. It's great that he's.
So where's he going to be? What's he doing?
So he is our partner. Our partners, the Guinness Storehouse and Tourism Ireland, are bringing him over. So he will be now today going up to the Guinness Storehouse. He's going to do a tour up there. He'll be toured around Dublin. He'll then come and join us for our breakfast in the morning before the parade, and then he will go down the parade route in a beautiful vintage car, and he'll be waving to all the audiences, and then he will get out around O'Connell Street and go sit with the president. So he'll meet the president, so he's very excited about that.
Jesus, I'd go in just to get close to John C. Reilly's.
I know. Well, if I see somebody hopping over the barriers, Lottie, I'll know it's you.
It's me. It's me. Don't pull me back, Karen. Before I let you go, is there anything in particular that we should be looking out for this year?
Gosh, there is other shows that we're working with around the city. There's an amazing wellness program actually called Breathe, and we're doing it in the Law Society, which is next to Collins Barrett. And if you feel like you want to come along and do some outdoor yoga, listen to some talks about mindfulness and mental health, that's an amazing event hosted by Happenings. It's in the on Friday and Saturday. We're also celebrating Ulysses, the 100th anniversary of Ulysses in Mali. So over the weekend, you'll see performances by Anne Enright and God Knows and people like that in Mali. Check that out. And also we'll have a Brewer's Feast in the Guinness Storehouse. So as well as Collins Barracks, loads of other things going on. And you can find it all on our website, www.stpatricksfestival.ie.
Well,
we
Karen,
kick off tonight, so come and join us.
You're some woman for one woman. I hope it all goes absolutely swimmingly for you. And I think I'll be front row at Lyra this evening.
Oh, brilliant. Great. I'll come and find and we'll raise a little toast.
We will indeed. Thanks a million, Karen.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.